bipartisan group of Long Island elected officials has called on the Republican-led U.S. Senate to pass another round of federal coronavirus assistance for hard-hit states. WSAG's J.D. Allen reports.
The call to action was made exactly 2 months from when the U.S. House passed the HEROES Act. Long Island Congressman Tom Suozzi says the bill includes a special fund for hard-hit states and the elimination of the cap on state and local tax deductions.
There's so much uncertainty right now. Our state is devastated by the tens of billions of dollars that they have lost in sales tax revenues.
Perhaps more important to Long Island is federal money designated for local municipalities and schools with coronavirus-related budget shortfalls. Suffolk County Executive Steve Blone says additional federal assistance is the only way to prevent massive cuts to government services and layoffs.
If the federal government doesn't do the right thing and provide the justified and appropriate level of disaster assistance, this region is looking at devastation being extended for a decade or more.
Mary Jo O'Hagan is co-chair of the Long Island Education Coalition. She says schools might not be able to open safely in September without additional aid.
We are facing a double whammy. We are facing the loss of revenue in state aid, but we're facing tremendous additional costs in terms of trying to provide a safe environment for our staff and our students.
Senate Republicans have called the bill a non-starter. J.D. Allen, WSHU News.